Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Live from Van Riebeek Strand Primary School this morning. People were out running this morning. Cyclists love this area that we're at, Melkbos Strand, because they come out here, they come to Danefontein, yeah, and they do loops. There's a beautiful cycling loop that goes around Danefontein. Kubek Power Station nearby, and of course, interestingly enough, this school was built by the same team of people that built the power station. Only difference is this one doesn't go offline at all. Schools remained online. They didn't go offline at all. 1981 is when the school was built. I see they've had a Craven Week rugby player, mm-hmm. because we're upstairs here, and they've had representation at Craven Week as well, because there's a youngster's rugby jersey inside mm-hmm. there. This centre we're at looks like it could be such a festive place to be. Do you know what
Definitely.
I mean?
Definitely.
The Braai, you can sit around there. I'm sure Glassy Vane was enjoyed here. Plenty, plenty of Glassy's Vane and Braaikies here in this little area over here where we are. The man that's at the helm of the ship is Mr. Carl Snyman. Goeiemôre, meneer Snyman.
Goeiemôre, Ryan. Dank dat julle by ons kuier vanoggend. Ons het 'n wonderlike dag hier in Melkbos Strand vanoggend. Weet julle, ek dink Melkbos Strand is 'n baie unieke dorp in die sin van dat dit nog baie plattelands is. Ons het ongelooflike ouers wat baie goed gesind is teenoor die skool. Ons sal nog baie keer sien, soos wat ons groot geraak het, die kinders speel in die strate, ry nog skateboard in die strate, en fietsen en speel naweke sport op die veld, en dis baie uniek, is 'n baie gemeenskap wat mekaar ondersteun en bystaan in alle tye. Ja, dis ongelooflik, 'n skool wat net oor die 40 jaar oud is, wat al reeds namaak, as jy sê, terecht dat kinders die skool was en sukses van hulle lewe maak al buite. En het is wonderlijk om te zien hoe die oud leerlingen zijn kinders nou bij die school begin ingeskryf word en ons het beheerlijk om leren wat hy gedien en gedien het wat self op school was hier zo. En het is ongelooflijk om dit te zien en te ervaar.
Do you guys have any plans especially from the prefect's point of view for Valentine's Day?
No, we haven't really organized anything. Not that I know of, but...
Yeah. But yesterday we had like a dance. Yesterday night we had a Valentine's
dance. Grade 7 dance.
Nice.
I remember grade 7 dances. Do you remember them success?
I do indeed.
Do you have them in the school hall?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Who's the DJ? Was the teacher the DJ?
Yeah, one of the teachers, one of the IT teachers.
Was he like super cool, playing all like that?
Yes. And how many of you guys were standing in the corner just afraid to go onto the dance floor and do something?
Did you dance?
I was one of those.
Yeah, I danced.
Frankie, did you dance?
Yes, I danced.
Break it down, yeah! Cool, so you're not feeling a bit tired today?
Yeah.
My ankles are broken.
The next thing I want to do, right, is swim the Robben Island swim. It is an incredible swim from Robben Island to Blowbrook Strand. And the youngest person on the record to ever do it is Carly Foree.
I swam with Howard Warrington.
He's like the best. I don't think anyone's done it more than him. I think he's done it how many, over 200?
Yes, I think he's done it over 200 times. And yeah, he holds the record for the most times.
So if you don't mind me asking you, why did you decide to do it? Do you love swimming, or was it just something that you always wanted to do?
I love swimming, and I wanted to raise funds for Home From Home. It's a foster company.
So how much money did you raise?
I raised over 100,000 rand.
Wow. That is amazing. And I'm with Fusty and one of her learners who was a part of the De Kock Maths Olympiad. Not just a part of the De Kock's Math Olympiad, but the winning school, which was this school. Christian and Fusty, good morning.
Maths at our school is at a very high standard, and I think it really helped us to win this competition. I don't think math is just a subject.
No.
It's almost a life skill that can open many doors for you. You must practice your math.
Yes, tell them.
Guys, every kid, learn for your math. Even if you know you are good at math. Me, personally, I learn every time. Although I maybe think I know the work, every kid out there, go learn your math.
How was your math at school success?
Well, 1 + 1 = 11, so quite good.
Oh, right? Christian, help me here, but this is what I'm going to deal with. You hear that?
1 + 1 = 11, but 2.
Speak about the school being rich with sport and cultural activities. Sonia Duplessis is with us this morning. Sonia, good morning.
I think we've come along many years since grade three. She's been one of my students, sure. And I'm super proud of her.
Yeah.
Madison, and it's something that you obviously love, and you love doing that. And you don't get nervous.
Of course. Obviously, there is this thing that's like in my head telling me I'm nervous. But once you're on stage and you're just doing all of it, it's no more nervous.
Drama llamas, right? Yeah.
Drama llamas, yes, we birthed it. It's my whole room at the school is full of llamas.
I'm with Nika and I'm with Lowen. Morning, ladies.
Morning.
How are you?
Good at you.
I'm great. You're a part of the under 10 A netball team that won the Western Province Championship.
Yes, please, ladies.
Now, do you know, right, that sitting over there is former Proteas netball star? Uh-huh. He played for the Proteas netball.
Has been though. You guys are the upcoming stars that are going to be playing for the Proteas, right?
Definitely. Do you know netball is like so huge in the Western Cape, and to have won the under 10 tournament, that is brilliant. Who did you play in the final?
Against Team Low.
They've also got a great netball team. We were there.
Yeah,
we were there.
Hard to beat.
Hard to beat.
And your favorite netball stars, players?
Probably Amogelu.
I
love her.
Definitely. And you, Mika?
Too much for me. I can't really choose.
They love them all. They love them all.
Yeah.
So rugby's really big in the school, and especially I think the growing demand to see youngsters playing the sevens format. It's just exploded. There's so many schools playing. Very competitive space that you're playing in?
The Western Cape in rugby is well known in the Western Cape, also very competitive.
Yes.
So it also has put a lot of pressure on the boys to perform. But I think we've got a nice balance here between sport and culture.
Yeah.
But rugby also, South African rugby, it's in our DNA, as they say. So these boys really performed well at the Sevens tournament, seeing that we are quite a small school compared to the northern suburbs that we compete against. So very proud of these boys for what they've achieved last year in the Sevens final.
Cape Town wakes up with Ryan O'Connor for breakfast. Exclusive to Smile FM.